Well, what did you tell these horses if you wanted them to stop?
You didn't tell them, whoa.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted them, if you said get up, which way would they go?
Well, that'd be it going forward, you see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you wanted them to go the other way, what would you tell them?
Well, there's a G and a haw there. And
well, no, I was thinking you said get up and they go forwards if you want them to go this way.
Well, if you want them to come back, you'd say back up.
Uh-huh.
Pull them, you pull up on your line and they'd go to back in two. You tell them though to back.
Uh-huh. Then which way would they go?
Well, they'd just go to putting their feet out this way and backing up.
Uh-huh.
Back the wagon up. If you had britching back here on them.
That's a little donut that fits over the tail and
yeah,
the strap around.
They can back a wagon this where the train goes, just back it of a big load. A lot of them old horses can team.
Huh.
Yeah. But of course, if you didn't have that britching back there, they couldn't do much backing because they wouldn't have nothing to hold there back behind.
Did they like to back? Or?
Well, yes, yeah, some of them, they was awful good. The horse team was trained out good, you see.
When you rode a horse, what did you hold in your hands?
You'd hold them bridle reins.
Uh-huh. And what did your feet go in?
Well, your feet went in the stirrups.
Uh-huh, and keep your heels down and your knees in.
Huh? Yeah.
And under the saddle, what did you use to hold your saddle on?
You'd use a gird on the head.
Uh-huh.
Saddle gird.
Did you generally use one or two?
Well, in that rough mountain country back east, you'd use two would be the best, but up here on these prairies, one is enough.
Uh-huh.
If you use two at that back, and they'd call that a back cinch most of the time.
Uh-huh. What did you use when you were breaking a horse? What did you put around his head?
Well, most of these horse breakers would use a hackamore.
Now, what was that made of?
Made of rope.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then after you got him broken, what did
then
you put
on? Then you put a bridle on him. His rule would be a bit going in his mouth. Yeah. Uh-huh. Bridle bit. It'd be attached onto the bridle.